What happened, Alex? You get caught with a last-minute sex request?
Yeah, it's typical Friday.
Typical Friday.
Typical Friday shenanigans.
Your hair looks good. Did you get a haircut?
I've had a haircut for a while,
dude. I think you just styled it. It looks nice. Oh, it looks nice.
Thanks. Looks like he just trimmed the beard.
Yeah, like 2 hours ago.
Beard is trimmed. That's nice.
That is true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's because I know you're here.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah.
What's your story? Why were you half an hour late?
I wasn't late. I was told 6 o'clock.
No.
So, yeah.
6 o'clock you was said, floated.
I you said.
I wanted to make sure that we got that. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, we didn't now.
That's why we don't touch things.
I know. I should
I'm
have.
Sorry. Could you repeat
that?
What's that?
Phone. My phone.
It's not my me. Phone.
My phone. It was me. The call was coming from inside the house.
Oh. No.
Oh, no.
Okay, what's up, Alex? Why were you half an hour late?
I don't know. Why didn't anybody fucking communicate less than an hour beforehand?
It's true.
Goddamn.
It's true. Man makes a good point. Done.
Yes.
Counterpoint.
The
Nothing
message,
trumps the pre-sex
The message was a suggestion, and you were the only one who thumbs up it.
That's uh-huh. true. He did thumbs up.
So and then Chris said, that sounds
throw
good.
Chris under the bus.
No, he agreed. He was like talking that. About, he said, that makes sense.
He was
makes
talking sense. About the prior comment.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, I should have replied to Tron's thing because
shit.
Because I was saying, like, you know, Tron was like, hey, you can start without me. And then I was like, yeah, we could do Tron to the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tron like, to the future.
Because Tron right. said he would bust in halfway through. And yep. then right. that was the comment. But in the meantime, because yours was longer, mine was just like 5 words.
Yeah. Well, yeah. genetics.
Are we yeah, Chris's doing a courtroom is longer. Scene right it's now? Longer. Is that what we're doing?
Well, we're talking about how much Chris's is longer, so I guess.
Chris, what?
Chris's.
Hey, longer Court? Isn't necessarily better.
That's right. Ooh. Now, if you're trying to perforate a cervix or something.
Sorry, what? You said long hair. Long hair isn't
Same
that.
Application.
Welcome to episode 94 of the Jesties Podcast.
94?
I say that every time.
My name is Tron.
Alex.
Big B.
Chris.
Yeah, you always say it like it's such a shock.
We're all fired up now.
Yeah, dude, I like it.
Don wanted to get a good argument in before the episode started.
It brings the energy up.
Yeah. It does. It's sure. fun. From a cold start.
That's what you want to call it.
Your blood's pumping, right?
Sure.
Dude, just wait till the live up. Don's going to drop a dossier on each and every one of us. That's why she's going to expose us, oh, yeah? And it's going to be the biggest fight.
Yeah, let's go, baby.
Physical altercation.
You can't expose me. I'll expose myself.
Yeah. I'll do it beforehand.
That's right.
All the shenanigans that Chris has been up to.
That's right.
Exposing himself? Yeah. What are you? When's the last...
When was the last time I exposed myself? I guess that depends on what.
When was the last time we had Love Wolf?
I didn't hear any of that.
Yeah.
It's all right. It was funny.
Yeah.
You expose yourself. Is that what people can expect at the upcoming Love Wolf performance?
Absolutely.
On the 12th, correct?
Yeah. You don't know 13th. What's behind that 13th. Guitar, but you can guess.
Oh. Que scandaloso.
Oh.
Gonna put suspenders on your underwear?
What?
That'd be a vibe. That'd be a whole ass vibe.
I like how you're okay with exposing yourself live on stage, but suspenders on underwear is where you draw the line.
Yeah. You don't want to look silly. Yeah.
What am I going to do over stupid. Here? Just morking my dork over here?
Morking my Mindy over here.
Well, if you wear lederhosen.
Yeah. What about early hosen?
Show off your German roots.
I got work in my Mindy. I don't know what the fucking hints.
Yeah, that's a show.
I know. It's funny. I fucking love it.
I don't
it.
Know what that is.
It's fun. No, it hits. It hits.
Yeah, a joke? It does. You said a joke?
I'm working my Mindy over here.
It's better when you add the Brooklyn accent.
Hey, kids, quiet down. I'm trying to fool my house, okay? I'm just trying to sit down on the TV and watch... fill up my house.
It's really bad.
Hey, yeah, lay it on me. Hey.
Try to jack my Jill.
There we go. Hey, kid, grab a beer. Sit down. Sit down.
The movie was terrible.
I grabbed myself.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. That was what I was gonna say. Was not gonna be worth it.
I'm walking my Mindy. Hey, ooh.
He can't like he can't love talking about shows because he thinks it's stupid. So he has to just, you know, like he has.
Are we dissecting this Brooklyn guy?
I'm imagining this guy. Okay. It's funny. He's okay. Like, he's like, I'm trying to friends over here. I'll be there for you. Just like us Italians.
Yeah, we're here for my chachi over here.
Joni my chachi sounds dirty.
It probably is.
Yeah. You're right. There is so much. It's the blank my blank. That is so cute.
Are you saying jacking my Jill doesn't sound dirty?
Yeah, but that's expected.
That's just status quo.
Exactly.
It lands softer.
Yeah, but once you start calling something a chachi, that's a slippery slope, yeah, my friend.
What do you mean? You use that term all the time.
I do, but I use it differently.
I sometimes don't use it in a sexual manner.
That's right. It means we're going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're chachi.
We're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexual.
Right. Yeah. That's how he starts every Love Wolf rehearsal.
That's true.
Oh, the truth comes
out. I turn the recording on and I say, and we're chachi.
Yeah.
And
I'm exposing myself.
Okay, guys.
Just hanging hog under the desk.
I'm holding my microphone down.
Pressing pickle on the fucking
and
mic
I'm
screen.
Beating my meat.
Bro love.
That's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why it takes us forever to make a song.
Probably too avant-garde, but a song that starts with something that sounds like clapping, you know, like that, but it's really just somebody beating it. So when you do it live, you're like,
going to be like clapping cheeks or whatever. Somebody's clapping cheeks at the start of the song.
It's like fucking, what's his name? Oh my God. It's football. Shannon Sharp.
What?
Shannon Sharp accidentally like started an Instagram live when he was fucking some lady.
Oh yeah, oh, that's right.
That's funny.
Yes. Yeah. People highlighted the fact there's like four buttons you have to press to start an Instagram live. Yeah,
like, there's a process to do it. It's not just like a butt dial.
Yeah, but man, speaking of clapping cheeks, man was clapping cheeks on the live.
Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, and then he got sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
for what?
Apparently for like sexual harassment or something.
Of who?
Makes sense.
Of a woman?
The woman that he was recording?
Maybe.
Think
I
different.
Remember. I just remember that's how he lost his ESPN job.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sounds like he found his ESPNS job.
God damn. Yeah. That's all that deserved. Not the rapid ding, 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 ding. Just the one.
Just one ding, no dong.
Just one ding, no dong.
So what else is going on?
Shannon Sharp. What's going on, ESPN?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dawn, you're the sports expert.
Am I?
Yeah,
honestly,
on tennis.
Since when?
Well, you got tennis going on.
Since we're all fucking nerds.
I gave up sports.
Tron said some words about fantasy football.
Ooh.
I don't know, man. There's auto pick.
Drop
I don't
some
really
knowledge.
Know. I got nothing. Yeah. I got nothing.
For all the fantasy football people out there. Yeah.
I know one thing about football this week.
Okay.
Taylor and Travis got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
God. Who gives a fuck?
Okay. Go off. Go off.
God damn.
Wait. Excuse me. Mr. plays three Taylor Swift songs before the last Jesse show?
It's in a playlist. Okay. Not like I picked it.
You picked. Playlist.
It's an auto pick.
Okay. He loves the music, not her personal life.
That's true.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. Playlist.
She's just fucking annoying.
Yes. Think. Okay. I was really worried about you after the three came
what
up.
What do you mean?
I was like, what's happening to Alex?
Yeah,
why are
total
we doing
Swifty over here?
I don't fucking know. It could happen. It can happen to the best of us.
What are you annoyed by? Toxic positivity? I mean,
she just feels fake, man.
She's
come
not
on.
Fake at all.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All
mean,
right.
I don't.
She's a billionaire.
Go off.
I don't care.
You just don't care?
Yeah, I just don't care. She writes songs. She sings. Great.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Good for her.
I don't have to know any of the other stuff.
You don't.
It doesn't factor into my life in the slightest.
It could.
Hmm. It could if I made a choice to. But I don't because
so
I don't,
don't
care.
So you don't think she's like overrated at all?
No, because I don't think about how much she's rated. I'm not actually sure. I know that she's popular.
But you feel like the Red Hot Chili Peppers are overrated.
Oh, yeah. Fuck those guys.
Yeah, right.
Alabama, put me in a slammer. Call my dog a bad mamma jamma.
I can't discern one Chili Pepper song from another.
Yeah, that's true.
Every single song sounds like someone trying to later frame it as consent before an assault. It's, I swear to God, you listen to the lyrics of those songs, and it's like, no, man, nah, dog, that's not great.
That's a no from me, dog.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to California and party, and then let's, you know, I'm not going to even finish that sentence, but you know, you can listen to it. You can listen to it.
I'm talking about the music part. Like, it sounds like the same beat and the same, I don't know, just whatever, same.
I was really into that, like, in, like, 1991 to 1993, I was like, yeah, this is great. And then I was like, wait, this is really dumb.
What was the turning point for you?
Was it like a particular song?
It was a bad date he went on.
I think it was like,
and they were playing Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I think it was just finally paying attention to the lyrics. I think that's what turned a corner for me. I had the same experience with the Beastie Boys because I was like, yeah, this is great. And then I was listening to the lyrics. I'm like, oh, these songs aren't about anything.
Nobody listens to
that. That's wild. Yeah. I don't even like them that much, but Beastie Boys fucking as good as anything else.
They're fine, but like, I'm not going to, you know, model my personality around it or anything. It's like, you know, it's fine.
You model your personality around other music,
after
though?
A band?
Yeah. I don't know. It's like, where else am I supposed to get an identity from?
Yeah, except music.
Yeah.
That was true. For approximately 1 week in sixth grade, I was headphones walking around guy. Like, I was like a guy who was like, yeah, no, I just always want to be able to listen to music at any point. Like, wearing this size headphones around my neck, just walking to the store.
You just wanted to look like an unemployed DJ?
I remember when I had a big Eminem phase when I was like 8 or 9 years old, and I would
that's early.
I would try it. Oh yeah, like this was like around 2002, 2003. This was like he was in his heyday.
What was the song?
Like 8 Miles.
Yeah,
great one. You know, Lose Yourself, obviously, was the biggest one at the time.
Chills.
Marshall Mathers LP.
Yep.
Great. But I remember I would go into school, and this was around the time where, like, it wasn't that weird for, like, a guy to wear a necklace.
Okay.
But I saw... I saw Eminem wear a necklace, and I was like, oh, that's actually pretty cool.
It's still not weird for a guy to wear a necklace.
It's never been that cool.
Listen, it got weird when I was in high school. Okay?
Depends what the necklace is.
Go off.
Yeah. I would go to school with like an oversized jacket and a necklace on. I thought I was so cool.
Describe the necklace. Is it
and
gold?
I got my Yu-Gi-Oh cards in my pocket.
What is it? Was it a big...
It's awesome.
A big, thick chain...
Not
Lane?
Really. It wasn't like a thick, it was fairly thin chain, but it was just the fact that it was a chain of some sort that I was like, fuck yeah, dude. I'm cool as shit.
Alternate timeline, Alex, where you become like a Chet Hanks style white guy. You know what I mean?
Become a drug addict.
You were
put out
this
music.
close.
I mean, you know, the music is starting to happen. That's drugs could be next.
That's what typically happens in music.
That's true.
You make your first album and then, you know, it's just a slippery slope. From there.
Well, isn't it like
we can only hope?
You lived with it for so long while you were making it, you can't stand listening to it, but you have to, so you have to take drugs just so you can tolerate listening to it.
Your own music?
Yes.
Damn.
I mean, that's not been my experience.
Okay. Well,
yeah. The drugs were for other things.
Yeah.
Different theory.
To fill the hole in my heart.
That's correct.
And in my chest.
From where I got stabbed. Man, no, but no Beastie Boys because they're not about anything.
No, I'm not saying none. I'm saying that my opinion shifted. My opinion shifted.
So you were into them when they came out?
No, as a matter of fact, so like when the Beastie Boys first album dropped, I was like, nah, this sucks. These guys are assholes. I hated it. I was like, this is some bullshit. And then Paul's Boutique came out and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty good. I hate to admit it, but this is actually pretty good. And then when Check Your Head came out, I was like, I'm in. Yeah. And then I was in until the end. I bought everything.
I guess that's an interesting question. Like, what was a band similar to that, that like you weren't, you didn't think you'd be into, but then you actually gave it a shot and you actually were pretty into it?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good question.
Mm. Yeah. Mm.
I really got to think about that. Dude, I know there's so many. There's at least a handful. Because, like, my gut tells me I've felt that before.
Uh-huh.
But I'm trying to think of the fucking names.
Tom Jones.
I think you knew we weren't going to get that one.
Weren't going to get it?
I got it.
Yeah.
Tom, why?
What?
Oh. I don't. Is it a. Tom Jones is like, it's not on you. Well,
it's not a band.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But.
Well, he's a person, I guess. Okay.
Delilah's my jam.
Guess. Yeah.
I guess. I guess yacht rock as a genre.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't think you'd get into it?
It was fucking just old rich people shit. And then you like realize, oh, no, but it'd be fun sometimes.
Uh-huh. Mellow stuff. You can take drugs and listen to it. And
yeah.
Survive.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Mm.
It's a bunch of It's a bunch of like music nerds who mm-hmm. studied jazz mm-hmm. trying to play soft rock.
Yeah.
That's what's interesting about it. Yeah. Yeah. It's like white people discovering jazz and going, I know what to do with this. Yeah. Get the cocaine. Start the recorder. And we're chachi. Yeah.
There you go.
And we're chachi.
They were saying it back then.
That's right.
Yeah. I will say a recent one for me was
Taylor Swift.
No. Hard no.
So you got hard.
No.
Nope. That's nope. what it was.
Nope.
No, I'm so hard.
The furthest I've ever been from that, honestly.
In any.
And I saw a guy die in a car crash.
I was about to say something real dark and real. No, it was Olivia Rodrigo.
What?
Okay.
Like pop
driver's
singer.
License.
Pop. Oh, is that a song?
Yeah.
Oh.
It, wasn't that her hit? The driver's license song?
Is she a soft yes or?
What?
Okay.
Soft yes instead of a hard no.
Hard or soft?
Sure.
Medium.
But she was one where I thought like, oh, like pop singer. I didn't think I'd get that into it. And then
kind
I
of a half mast maybe.
quarter going on.
Quarter chub. What songs do you have?
I just remember the main one that I've listened to where it's like, like you're a goddamn sociopath. I don't remember the name of it.
You're not selling it, let me tell you.
Alex,
let me tell you,
never heard that song. Hearing you hum it, I was like, okay, vibing along. Let's hear what this lady's all about. You're a goddamn sociopath.
That's a lyric in the song.
Don't fix it. I want to live with that for the rest of my life.
Good for you. That was the name of the song.
Okay. All right.
It's a good one. It's catchy.
What about you, Don? Oh, yeah. You were going to say Tom Jones. And then you have one that you were like, I didn't think I was going to like, and then I liked it.
Oh.
Besides Beastie Boys?
Yeah, I do. And I'm not proud of it.
Go off, queen.
It's a good start.
Soleil, mama.
It's not going to be controversial. but I honestly, I'm kind of going back around the other way. So, like, I had a bell curve with the Foo Fighters.
Oh.
Like I was not really into it. I was like, yeah, it's fine, whatever. And then I heard the song Everlong and I was like, that's dope. But then I still didn't buy any of the albums. I was like, but I like that one. And then I heard another song, The Pretender, and I was like, oh, that's pretty good.
That's a good one.
And then I still didn't buy a record. Mm-hmm. And then I heard another one and I was like, oh, that's all right. And then for some reason, I was pirating everything off the internet. And I was like, well, if it's free, who cares?
Back on LimeWire.
Yeah, yeah. And so I got this documentary that they made about the making of their next record or whatever. And it was basically like from the whole history of the band. And that sucked me in. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh. And then I went back and I listened to the whole catalog. And I was like, some of this is really good. Yeah. But now I'm kind of coming back around because that last one, it was a real snooze fest. I was like,
are you big a Dave Grohl fan?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really have much of an opinion. I mean, I think he's a real good drummer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as far as people go, I don't know. Yeah. I don't pay that much attention.
Not the best guy, but yeah. Solid drummer.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, he's got a real habit of people kind of dropping like flies around him.
Also, he just openly cheated on his wife.
I mean...
And he was like trying to ask for sympathy on Instagram.
Oh, that's the part you shouldn't do.
Yeah, he's like, I don't get why my daughter doesn't want to see me anymore.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Kind of do that to yourself.
I think instead he should just say, Yep, that happened. Well, here we go.
And we're chachi.
Yeah. Here's some drums.
Yeah.
I was really into Linkin Park.
Oh, that's a great band. There
you go. And then it got shit on, and then I was like, am I into it? I don't know.
You got made fun of for liking Linkin Park?
Everybody did.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird. I wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, we were all into
it. I used to blast it when I was dropping my son off at school, and he's like, Mom, darn it. Like, I love this song.
I've had a Creed revival. Fucking great.
Oh, yeah. Creed's great.
Creed rocks. Like, it's that, as a young kid, you hear, like, can you take me high? And you're like, God, I'm just playing Counter-Strike. This is so tight as fuck. And then you're, like, a teenager, and you're like, this is corny as hell. Uh-huh. And then you, like, take a break, and you come back. I'm like, this fucking rocks, unironically.
Yeah. I can't remember the band, but what was that song where it's like, hold me now.
I think that's them.
Is that Creed?
Yeah, that's
Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one.
Creed was on the same record label as my daughter and Evanescence. Oh. They were all on the same label. And then Creed left, Evanescence left, and my daughter's band was still on there, and they got screwed over just like the other guys. So it's very weird.
Bad blood.
Music yep. industry.
Yep. Yep. Oh.
They weren't.
Do it!
I was going for a joke.
Joke Daddy.
Her band wasn't taken higher, I guess.
Yeah!
No, they were taken.
This feels dirty. God's sake. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know.
Oh, you just live with the filth.
I'm comfortable in filth.
I've slept in it. You were born from it. Molded by
molded
it.
Molded by it.
Pig pen.
I was born in the pig pen.
From the joke pen.
Raised in slop. Feed me sloppy jokes. I need more jokes.
Yeah.
Joke.
No.
Feed me jokes.
Shut up, Joke Bane.
No. I'm going to break your spirit before I break your back.
I thought it was the other way around.
That's called comedic reversal.
Yeah, it's called you weren't expecting that, were you?
Stop making fun of my voice.
It's called shut up.
God. Now you're the Joke Bane.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm the Joke Bane now.
You got to take a joke, Master Bruce.
Master Bates.
Okay. All right. Why does it always have to be sex with you?
That's what he said.
You said Master Wayne or Master Bruce. She said Master Bates.
That's what I heard.
Oh,
well, we hear what we want.
Yeah, mine's in the gutter over here.
All right. Okay. I'm just trying to keep this PG-13, Don. Please. Thank you.
Really?
That is the rating of this podcast.
Yeah. Me. You're talking to me.
Yeah, I really think.
I'm the one.
You're the one that goes off the handle.
Oh, yeah.
Flies off
I
the
have
handle.
To edit all my stuff out.
Yeah.
True.
Sounds like, you know, I never say anything.
Yeah. That's why it takes so long to edit.
It doesn't take that long. I just don't get to it till 2 a.m.
Classic Big D.
Mm-hmm. Classic.
Mm-hmm. Classic Big D.
Oh, here's another band, maybe controversial, maybe not. Nickelback.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
that was one I was super into when they got popular. I think I was in like junior high or something. And then, like, after, like, a year, everybody was like, yeah, Nickelback sucks.
See? That's what happens. That's what I'm saying about my Linkin Park. Everybody says, that sucks.
I don't think that ever happened to Linkin Park.
I don't remember that happening.
But it did in the Midwest.
Okay.
Oh, maybe it was Midwest.
I remember that there was a guy at my work who was always depressed. And there was another guy at my work who was like the real life Cartman. And so he would tease the depressed guy. Like he would just like anytime the depressed guy would say something like about things going wrong for him, he would just go, anything you say to me, one good step, good edge, you know, about to break. Like he would just mock him with that. Yeah, it was pretty. So in my head, when I think of Linkin Park, that's what I always hear.
He legit sounded like that?
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah.
I'm about to break.
Yeah.
Anything you say to me.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know. When all that stuff happened, I just like, at like the Nickelbacks and the Limp Bizkits and all that, like I just.
Do you think Limp Bizkits in the same category?
I mean, I don't know, kind of. Like.
Was the guy with the voice, I need to rewind on that. Did he know how funny he was being, or was he just like a weird shitty guy? Like
just being an asshole, right?
He was just a dick. He's the guy that paid me $100 to eat an onion once he found out how much I hate onions.
That video is so long.
It's too long. Yeah, I didn't know anything about editing in those days. I just put everything that happened. Yeah. So
people want to see the full thing.
Yeah.
It was terrible. Yeah. I didn't know anything. Well, and now I know a little more. Yeah.
Where?
Well, I thought editing was putting things in sequence.
Oh, okay. I put it on a VHS. Yeah.
Right. It's true. So everything that happened is in order.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not editing.
That's true.
You've edited as well.
I have now.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
You figured it out.
Yeah. No, you put the clips in. That's true. That's editing.
Yeah.
Clips. Just
bad.
Clips. Just badly.
Yeah.
Oh my God. My whole life was editing for years.
That was on like a big tape deck, right?
No. Dumbass.
Fucking no.
It started out that way.
She had the big old reels. She was cutting them up.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
I did. I did some editing on 1-inch tape. 1-inch, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Was that like, so you were literally physically cutting? Oh, okay.
No, that was, I think they did that on 2-inch tape.
You have an Avid or something where you just.
Avid. Yeah. I had an Avid. And, there you go. Yeah. But
isn't that a program now? Isn't Avid a company?
Now it is, yeah.
Right?
It's sort of. It was what Premiere is now.
Oh.
Because it was the first nonlinear editing, and everybody was like, wow, that's awesome.
Like on a computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, then Premiere took over because it was fucking cheap.
Oh.
Because Adobe just made it so cheap, and then everybody could get it. But Avid, like, you had to pay, you know, like $50,000 just for that. So, oh man, yeah. Stuff was so expensive. Jeez. Way back when.
Oh yeah.
Our first camera that we bought was $70,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
240p.
But yeah. Productions yeah. cost a lot colors. More.
144p.
Yeah.
Productions cost a lot more, you know.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so, but now they don't. Nobody gets paid and it sucks, but whatever. Because 3 million people do it because, you know, they were told that anybody can do it.
I mean, isn't that kind of what we're doing right now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're not getting paid at all.
Yeah. The internet has democratized everything. And now everyone has a voice, but should they?
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right?
That is the question.
That is the question. We should, though.
We should, though.
Yeah.
You should listen to this and tell people to listen to it.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. And leave a comment why you're listening.
Yeah. And Alex will come to your house and deliver a pizza
and tell you a joke.
Yeah.
No, not like
deliver a soft pizza.
Thin crust.
Sausage never sliced.
Yeah.
Flaccid.
Flaccid pizza.
Flaccid acid.
Yeah.
Pizza. Coupon I hope that. It's a pizza ass.
Hello, welcome to you called in to Flaccid Pizza. Hello.
Oh, hi. Do you still have the 2-for-1 special?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, yeah, I want to get that delivery.
Okay, well, do you want it with extra firm sausage or softer sausage? Because we specialize in soft
sausage.
Could
I have half one side, half the other?
Tony!
Yeah!
What?
Can you start stroking it kind of slow, but just get yourself halfway there, okay?
Yeah, you got a boss.
All right, so I think Tony's going to be able to do that for you.
All right, and can I get extra toppings?
Hey, are you feeling like topping today, Tony?
Hold on. Say it a little slower.
Are you feeling good about topping today, Tony?
Yeah.
All right, Tony's good to top. All right, we're good.
Okay, great. That'll do it.
All right, okay, sounds good. All right.
Okay, bye.
All right.
Tony, you're on assignment, all right? Take the pizza, wrap it around. You know what to do here at Flaccid Pizza.
There
you
go. Got it.
All right, next caller. Yeah. I feel like there's another caller.
This is a radio
show. Not on a radio show. Hey, I'm working the phones.
Next caller.
Wait.
Hi, is this Tony?
I love my job. Hey, how's it going?
Hi, it's going great. Could I get a stuffed crust?
Stuffed crust? All right.
Santino! Santino!
Oh!
You feel like stuffing a lady's crust?
Oh, I've been doing it.
Okay, all right.
I got one ready to go.
It's Friday!
Yeah, I started at 8 a.m. this morning.
That's good, all right.
You know what? Santino stuffed my crust last time, and it wasn't as good as when Tony stuffed it.
Oh, Santino!
Oh!
Your crust stuffing abilities are being insulted.
What?
Yep.
What, by who?
This is Glenberry. It's the Miss Glenberry.
Her name's Glenberry?
Miss Glenberry.
Oh, yeah, Miss Glenberry. Yep. I remembers.
Yeah, she said that Tony stuffed the crust better.
Well, wait, maybe
I'm
we
should... need about 20 minutes in a nap before I can stuff a crust again.
Yeah, if she wants Tony, actually, it's going to have to show up late.
All right.
This one's ready to go, though. Let her know. Mine's ready to go.
Miss Glenberry, we got... So Santino is ready to go, but Tony is otherwise engaged. He's going to be topping for a while. He's going to come back and
I'm running out of fuel.
He's running out of fuel.
Well, I mean, it's worth the wait.
It's worth the wait. Okay.
Yeah, I've got some time.
Are we going to do some sort of like stuff fusion or something?
He's asking about stuff fusion?
Yeah.
I don't
ask her if she wants both the stuff to be mixed together.
Both of the stuff to be mixed.
Yeah, we call this pizza the Eiffel Tower.
God damn it.
I'm so sorry. I fucked it up.
Woo. Oh, you broke the bell.
I broke the bell. Nice. There we go.
Order up.
I
can put the phone sound effects in. So
that's good. Don's like, stop making noises, Tron. I'm gonna do it in post.
God, make my
fuck
job.
Speaking of posts,
oh shit.
What?
Like a penis? Yeah, or
what
an
are you
erect
talking about?
You know, like a post.
Post time.
Post like Malone.
Like post-it note.
No, like an erect piece of wood. A post.
I don't get it.
It's post time. Post time. Take your positions.
All right.
All right. I'm ready
here
to ride.
I'm here fully erect. As a post does.
All right. This is the 4-mile track, and these horses without riders are ready to go. So we can actually hear their thoughts.
Oats.
Cherry Jubilee.
I desire to be like my inspirational goal, Black Beauty. I desire to be free. I desire to run amongst the fields and feast upon the grain. That my life is more than this. I'm a stallion. I've trained. I wish I could be free.
I'd like to see that biscuit.
Oh, Jeffrey, he's a little slow.
10 seconds to the race.
He's two steps away from
the
glue factory.
Eight.
Seven.
Rabbits. Six.
Jeffrey.
Five.
You need to not
four,
lose this race.
Three.
Wait, are we talking in our minds
two,
or in real life?
One.
Horses can mind communicate.
Oh, no! Horse noise! Horse noise!
Horse! I like Black Beauty!
Those horses are getting awfully close to each other.
I can't catch the rabbit!
Oh no. Seems like Jeffrey has lost.
3 miles to go.
Oh shit!
So we
one
were talking horses that could... Anyways, I don't know.
Well, because she said we hear their thoughts.
Right, but we were writers to start when we were posts,
I don't
right
care.
We're riderless horses.
Who cares?
I wanted to hear your best horse impression.
Oh.
I mean, vocally.
Oh, you didn't say that.
If you wanted me to do that, that's super easy.
Yeah.
Dear Diary, Big asked me out. I don't know if he's going to actually.
Big.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh.
That's it. That's a good bit of business right there.
It's a good
there
South Park reference, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Chris, what's your new and good?
My new and good? I'm so glad you asked. My new and good is that When does this come out? This comes out the flappity...
The 6th?
Yep.
Next week.
I had a birthday a couple days ago.
You did have a birthday! Oh.
Birthday! Yeah. Yeah.
Are you going to be on the road when this comes out?
Yes. Yeah, so I'll probably listen to this in the car.
Where the fuck are you going?
I'm going to the Redwoods to see where Ewoks peed on a tree, I guess.
Cool.
That'll be fun.
Yay. Yeah, Star Wars reference.
You might pee on a tree too.
Have you heard of Star Wars Detours?
Yes.
Yeah, so it was this like animated show. They made 2 seasons of it. It was like a parody Star Wars thing made by Star Wars, like Lucas, before they got bought by Disney. They never released it because it was like 39 episodes or something.
What?
By like Seth Green and the Robot Chicken staff basically did a Star Wars parody with like Star Wars approval. Super funny.
Like George Lucas worked on it?
Yes. He was like a consultant. Like he was part of it. It's super funny and includes a bit where...
It's about Ewoks?
No, it's about all the characters. They got like everybody different. It's super fun. You love it. There's clips online, but there's one where Obi-Wan is doing stand-up and he goes...
Oh, God.
And his name was Mace Windu... And he flew out of a window. No one laughs, and he's like, "You all found that joke very funny."
You all are starting to laugh.
Exactly.
Wait, where can we find this?
There's clips on YouTube. I had just seen a clip compilation, and then I think somebody leaked one episode, but it's...
Yeah. I can't believe it's not
Yoda laughing in the crowd.
So why wasn't it released? Because
it wasn't released. Yeah, it wasn't released because Disney and like it was animated, and so they were like, yeah, it's really crass.
Animated. Yeah, animated,
like 3D animation, but it was like it's really crass and like lots of dick jokes and
not
stuff like
good
that.
With the Disney
so
brand.
They were like, nah, we're not putting this out.
Oh, but it is. It is the clips I saw phenomenal.
But I actually think some of it did go out on like Disney Plus somewhere. I think they did.
Like behind the scenes?
No. Or? Like some of it. Like some of the episodes.
Actual clips.
Like episodes.
Oh.
Like, yeah. Ooh. They probably took the least offensive bits.
Like the Obi-Wan doing stand-up.
Yeah, yes. Probably.
Take out all the dick jokes.
Windu out of a window.
That's going in my routine.
That's right. Okay,
that's what you're going to do tomorrow. That's going to be your opening joke.
There we go.
Yeah.
Where are you
These
going
are
tomorrow?
Not the jokes you're looking for.
It's not tomorrow. It's last week.
Oh, last week. What's your performance? Oh, it's the showcase, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
The 30th.
Nice.
Whoop, whoop.
It happened.
It was great.
It was so good.
It was awesome.
I liked it.
Some of it is electric, and some of it is fossil fuel.
What?
It's one of her bits.
Oh.
No.
No, that was last.
No, time. That's last bits. That bit's so old.
So old.
So 2008. Dude.
So 2000.
That was my menopause bit.
Wait, that's what that was about? Man, I guess I misunderstood that bit. Because I would have thought you were talking about a vibrator and your lover.
Okay.
You really were talking about menopause in that bit?
Yeah.
Wow.
We hear what we hear.
All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk off pod about it. Because it works on both levels.
Let's argue about that a little bit.
It's supposed to.
See, it's the thing is that comedy's in the eye of the beholder.
Yes.
Right? So however you interpret it, that's just how it is.
Wait till you remember my next routine.
Or misremember it.
Or misremember <That's right>. It.
Or misinterpret it, I guess.
That one's about sex.
Yeah, Tron can't wait.
The line was, my love life is...
Okay.
All right.
Drop that one.
Maybe I don't understand what menopause is.
Yeah.
Starting to
or
think,
sex.
I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
In context.
You'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out one of these days.
Oh, my God.
It's a really funny in South Park episode.
There we go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It was back when, like... Well, I mean, it's still a thing, but when like the school shootings were like a huge part of like the news,
like now,
hilarious.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like back when it was like all over the news.
Now,
but like and like Sharon, who's Stan's mom, was like freaking out about
Sharon!
It. Yeah, but like everybody else was like whatever about it because it was just happening all the time. And Randy thought that she was only freaking out because she was on her period. And then all his friends were like, you know, it might not be that. It might be she's going into menopause. And then Randy's like, oh fuck. it's really dumb, but it's really funny.
Okay. That's my whole life.
That is dumb. That's the title. That's the title of your memoir.
Yeah, that's right.
Really dumb and really funny.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I thought it was going into menopause.
Yes,
going into comedy menopause.
Going into manopause.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's a thing, man.
Yeah, girlfriend.
Slay mama.
Get your jollies early because they drop off later.
My jollies are gonna drop off.
Oh yeah. Oof. Big time. Big fella, big time.
Big fella, big time. All right, Don.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk off pod about that. You and me,
yeah. Off pod.
Going off pod.
Yeah.
You know what, Don? Let's go talk off pod right now. Let's go talk.
We're going to go to the Chinese place parking lot.
Let's talk off pod right now.
Where are you going?
Can you hear me if I yell outside the door? I wanted to yell out.
You're going
to
scream?
Fuck you!
Go ahead and bump the audio on that.
Yeah, Don, bump the audio on these nuts!
Yeah. On these jollies!
Yeah! My jollies are never falling off!
Pew, pew,
yeah.
Pew!
What's your go-to movie candy?
Go-to? Oh,
fuck. That's actually...
Stumped you?
It did. I don't normally do candy with movies.
What do you do?
Popcorn and
soda.
What
do you put in your popcorn?
That's the thing.
M&M's?
An absurd amount of butter. Anytime it's self-serve butter.
What candy do you put in your popcorn?
I don't normally.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
Really?
I don't
Why?
Like that.
You don't?
No. Yeah,
y'all are missing out.
M&M's, sometimes the chocolate.
M&M's,
salty.
Skittles.
Yeah.
Skittles with popcorn.
No,
yeah.
That's no.
Oh, go
you
fuck
get the
yourself.
Salt, the salt and the sweet,
no.
Dude.
That's
no,
a hate
but the
crime.
Reason you put the chocolate.
You're a hate crime.
You put the snow caps in the popcorn because the popcorn's warm and it melts the chocolate. You don't like that?
No, I don't like that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not really a big chocolate guy anyway. Like, oh, I don't know. Man. I really dig it.
Ew, what?
Yeah, I don't know.
What happened to you?
That's
a lot.
You don't
His
like
jollies
chocolate?
Fell off.
Much, yeah.
What?
He has no know. Jollies left.
Not even good chocolate?
I mean, good chocolate maybe, but like it's a very sometimes thing for me.
Okay. Dude, a crisp Reese's though is fucking stellar.
You know, yep. I used to feel that way. Bar. I can't get down chocolate. On it anymore. It's not working for me.
I don't like crap chocolate.
Dude, you really fuck.
Okay, dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's I can get down on.
Thank yeah, you. Same. Those Thank are good. You. They're dark chocolate anything I can
solid.
Do.
But all right. When we're talking about going right. to movies,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
Like uh-huh. like I used to be a popcorn guy, and then I found out that like there's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much.
And I say that every time I go until I walk in the lobby
you
and I
smell
the
it.
Fucking butter, and then, man, yeah. I get the biggest one I can and eat it all before the movie starts.
Then you feel sick as you're leaving. You're like, why did I do this?
Yeah. Every time.
And then you get if there's a free refill, you get it as you're leaving. You're like, I'm going to eat this later.
No,
and then it
I
just sits there for days.
That's big boy stuff.
Yeah, no, I do that. I do that.
Yeah. Big boy, no jolly stuff.
I'll tell you what.
Big boy, big drop off.
Yeah, big drop off.
What the fuck?
Big boy fell off.
We're fighting. We're going to court a fight.
We're not fighting.
So for me... When I'm talking like movie candy, like it's got to be Red Vines, and yeah. I hope they're stale.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Controversial, but that's
okay.
where I'm at.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
They're pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I fuck with some Red Vines.
Yeah.
But I'll
see,
never buy them. Like if they're there, I'll eat them.
I sneak them.
You know
in.
What I mean?
Oh, the grapevines are even better, but like you can't hardly find those.
Bro,
there's grape ones?
Yeah, there's grape ones. Oh, they're fucking incredible.
I've never seen a grapevine. Yeah. Red vine.
What's the biggest vine? Like food item you've smuggled into a theater?
The biggest?
Yeah. Like you ever like I went with my Casa kid one time and we went to Stablos, two full white to go containers, like the stair.
What?
Put him under a jacket and just walked in holding his jacket
oh, yeah.
so weirdly.
I brought in Thai food once.
Hell yeah.
Oh, like yep. you can't smell that.
Oh, they didn't care.
Yeah. A gyro.
Hero, yeah.
A gyro, yeah.
yeah. What about you, Big D? No food.
Pizza.
You brought a pizza?
Yeah.
The fuck did you get that in there?
Well, because you tear it apart and put it in a box and then stick
okay.
that in your bag. But now they sell food at movies. I don't
I
like
hate
that.
It.
I don't
I
like
hate
that. They come to your seat and they bring it. It's
I
so
fucking
annoying.
Hate that.
Oh, dude, I love that.
Really?
That's so cool.
I think it depends on the experience.
Maybe.
Like, I like it at the Alamo Draft House. I don't
yeah.
care for it.
Well,
anymore.
If there's couches you can sit in,
at
that's one thing.
At the, what, is it the Alamo in Colorado? Is that the one that's there by Denver?
Yeah.
They do it fucking awesome because...
Greatest movie theater in the
world.
And
I think it's also because, like, the seats are so, like, far away from each other that, like, it's hard for the person bringing you food to get in the way of the screen.
That's the thing.
And then they just bring you your drink and food or whatever, and then they just leave, and it's just... It's perfect.
There was the problem is, it's, like, it's dark, and now I have, like,
there's,
cheesy...
There's, like, little lights on the floor.
I have, like, cheesy tater tots, and I'm, like, kind of looking at the food that I'm eating while you're not spilling on yourself. Like, I don't know.
I only liked it. One theater in St. Louis, they had, like, there were no theater seats. They put in all couches. So everybody had a couch and foot
rest. What kind of theater was this, Don?
It was a big movie theater, but they took out all
the... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm jacking my Jill over here.
That was Pee Wee Herman.
Exactly.
I'm doing...
What was that?
No, that was Mr. Bean. I got confused.
They are not the same.
They're not.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
No. What?
If you think about it, kind of, you know, it's kind of a dark inverse. You know what I mean? He is Pee Wee Herman to Mr. Bean. They're kind of, you know, it's like yin and yang.
You will not win that argument.
Have you ever seen him in the same room?
Not anymore.
Out there.
Have you seen them in the same movie theater?
That's true. How do you know? They were jacking each other off. Could be. Okay. Could be.
On the same couch.
Could be.
Yeah.
That's why they call it a love couch.
Yeah.
Do they?
Love seat.
Brain not do good.
Brain do so bad.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Why don't you take us out with some ukulele?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dude, he's been fucking around on the ukulele.
Oh, you brought it?
Yeah. I always bring a ukulele in case I'm needed.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
All right. What should I sing about today?
Sing about Red Vines
or Mork and My Mindy.
Mork. Okay. I can
attacks.
Add
maybe you can. Okay.
All right, let's add all of those things into one song.
Red Vines. Okay. Yeah.
Got my red vines in a shark. It made me sad. I had to call my dad. There was something else there. I have no hair. Underwear. Bitch. I overpromised and underdelivered.
It's just the fact that you used two of the gets in the first line.
You burned it out.
I did. I made an error. Yeah. That was intended to be a character, and now I just lost it.
Now you got it. It'll come back. No,
it'll
come back.
It'll come back.
Yeah, in a future Justice podcast episode.
That could be the opening of our Love Wolf show.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's what people want.
Yeah, that's what they really want is the ukulele bit.
The ukulele bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's September 6th. Alex, what the fuck's going on? What do we got?
You got your show.
QT show. QT's in the evening.
Tonight.
Oh, what? Tonight is Bunkeristas, right?
Yeah.
This is a Friday, yeah.
Yep.
So Friday Bunkeristas, and then Woo-hoo. Saturday QTs, baby.
Yes.
And then what? Nothing?
No, we got Justies with Love Wolf.
Yeah, on the 13th.
Yeah.
Love Wolf opening. We're going to be debuting our new album.
Woo!
That's right.
It's going to be great. It will be available on Spotify by then.
Yes. Cool.
Fingers crossed.
And keep an eye out for our single.
Okay.
We're putting out pretty soon.
Yeah. Vinyl?
It's going to be a single. And
it's
going
to
be such a good single that it's going to have two songs added value.
An A side and a B side.
That's right.
Cool. Yeah.
For your ears.
Yeah, for digital.
Yeah.
Your first single is two songs.
Yeah, yeah. So what you're going to have to do is
That's
like
fun.
When you, after you're done listening to the first song, flip your phone over.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll feel really realistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
It's going to have that
do a cassette release. Let's fire.
Hey,
fuck.
If you think
like
I can't.
One cassette tape.
I have blank cassettes and I have the ability to record on them.
bro, so
this might happen.
Yeah, it could be.
That's so fun.
A limited limited edition release.
But who is going to be able to play them?
I mean, it'll be like most of my music. I'll listen to it.
The problem is I don't care. I don't care if anybody else listens to it.
Yeah, that's my biggest problem.
Yeah. That's your biggest problem.
Yep, that's the one.
Yeah.
The one problem I have.
Sounds manageable.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. It'll be the greatest hit show. And yeah, it's going to be really good. Feeling really good about it.
Holy shit. Is it really the greatest hit show?
Yeah.
And our album is Love Wolf, the greatest hits.
Yeah, dude, I told you that.
I wasn't paying attention.
You're talking to the man that names the Jesty shows.
No, you're right.
You sound like it's such a coincidence. And not literally, that he thought about
literally
it.
Literally, when I pitched it to you, I said, it's going to be the greatest hits. And we're naming our album the same day, so we might as well do it. And you were like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
My memory is not good.
God damn.
He wasn't listening to you, Alex.
Yeah.
He was thinking about his fucking Shark Vine song.
All right. Come out, drop-ins, Tuesday, Saturdays. Check out the new schedule.
Yeah.
Justimprov.com.
The open mic for stand-ups is on Tuesdays
the
as well.
The open mic is every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday. That was tight as fuck.
Guess you're not fighting anymore.
Yes, not fighting.
We only fight for 50 seconds.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's about how long it lasts.
Because we're fire signs.
Ayo.
We burn out quick.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, 2750 East Main Street. Under the smart final. Fuck you!
Ah! Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.